there's not enough emphasis put on the organization's role in the development of the position, meaning I do believe that organizations fail young quarterbacks before young quarterbacks fail organizations. And there's no specific example in my mind that I could give you of a team or a quarterback, but just overall 30,000 foot view, I think it's important to understand that every single one of these guys is on a journey, a very difficult journey, that they need the support, they need the teammates around them, they need the systems in place to ultimately try to maximize who they are and what their potential is, because you're still drafting players, Rich, off of potential.
Oh, come on, coach. Give us one name. Kevin O'Connell, wow. Minnesota.
He does have a pretty good example of that that he's working with right now in Minnesota. So, I don't know. He won't say it, but, you know, the Jets kind of made a mess out of Sam Darnold, I think, you know. It's been easy enough, I think, for us even here to speculate about how great it's going with Josh Allen, and if for some reason, if the Jets had liked Josh Allen more than Sam Darnold, and they take him and the Bills end up with Sam Darnold, like, I know, they're not the same player, but maybe they build this around Sam Darnold and they support him the way O'Connell's talking and it works. And, you know, Sam Darnold, again, isn't leaping over linebackers like Josh Allen does, but maybe it's, you know, it looks like a successful draft pick instead of kind of a punchline, which is what Darnold was with the Jets anyway. He's certainly far from that now with Minnesota.
Seeing ghosts.
Right, right.
I'm glad this has come up. I had a friend over last night to watch Dallas and the Giants. And at one point, Nick, he said, who do you think the Bills quarterback right now would be if they had taken Rosen? I mean, it's not a question you can really answer.
Yeah.
Or necessarily want to be thinking about. But it is just so random. You know, did the Jets know more than the Bills picking Darnold over Allen? Would the Bills have not done the same thing? Would either of them have picked Mayfield instead of both of them like the Browns did in that draft? Then you have Rosen. Then you have Lamar Jackson, who is so brilliant that the Ravens picked a tight end in the same first round before they got around to picking Jackson. Like, these teams, you're just making your best guess. I'm not saying it should be perfect, but you're just so lucky to get it right. And you wonder, like, you're talking about Darnold, who's maybe a better person for this question than Rosen would be. Rosen was so fast to be out of the NFL. It's hard to think, like, he could have made it. But he could have made it. You don't know. If he goes to the right team, the so-called right team, and gets time to develop, you know, yeah, everything like that, he was talented enough to deserve to be picked like he was. It didn't happen. Darnold gets bounced around. Now he's on what? This is his fourth team at least. Carolina, San Francisco. Maybe there's someone else. Minnesota. Mayfield as well. Browns, Panthers, Rams, Bucks. This is the Allen class. You have Allen and Jackson Sunday night. This really is a great talking point for this game. Here are the two quarterbacks who have been elite on their original teams. They've just both, it's just an A+. For both teams, it's been an absolute A+ drafting these guys. The Browns have already moved on, and they're kind of in a really bad spot right now with their replacement of Mayfield. The Jets have just sort of lowered themselves to the Aaron Rodgers experiment.
Sold it all out, yeah.
Sold their souls.
Yeah.
And the Cardinals ended up drafting their next guy, what, the next year?
The next year.
At one overall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who would be, I mean, you could answer a lot of different names. Who would be the Bills quarterback right now if they had picked Rosen? Let's say they do, and it flops, right? Probably. It flops.
100%.
100%.
I don't feel like Rosen ever stood a chance of making it in the league.
Does McDermott survive it?
I think Rosen's the kind of personality that was going to get eaten up in an NFL locker room. Like, he was, you know, country club, wealthy. Let's not say, like, a kid from a wealthy background can't dig in and work, but, like, the rep Rosen had was that he was a Silver Spoon guy. And it's the main reason I thought the Bills would never pick him in a million years. Yep. Like, no way McDermott is doing that. So that can be tough. Again, it's not to say you couldn't have figured it out or better support or whatever, but, man, he was scary to me all along. So, like, there's that. You know, where would you be? I mean, holy cow. I don't know. Fitzpatrick is still playing. I have no idea. We'd be wandering. Maybe Mayfield ends up here or something. I mean, who knows?
Well, it probably you're drafting someone high again after that.
Mm-hmm.
Because just like Arizona did. Maybe it isn't first overall. Maybe it is.
Yeah, maybe it's so bad that that's where you end up.
How many coaches ago for Arizona was Josh Rosen? That was Wilkes? Is that the name of the guy who was his coach?
That was the GM, I think.
No, that's Steve Keim.
Oh, sorry, you're right. Steve Keim is the, yep, okay.
Whoever was there for 1 year, then I guess Kingsbury, revenge game this week, yeah. Kingsbury and Washington against Arizona. And so it's only that many. Then now it's Gannon.
But, yeah.
You know, we're probably a couple coaches removed as well. We're probably a couple quarterbacks removed as well.
I might, well, yeah. See, that's the thing. Like, I don't know who's still here. Right? Like, if for some reason Bean and McDermott survive that, maybe Sam Darnold is your quarterback. Because I've always believed they really liked him. You know, they just didn't have the chance to draft him. So they ended up doing it. I'll say they didn't love the idea of drafting Allen, but it wouldn't surprise me if they had Darnold ranked ahead of him. So if they were still here after losing out with, you know, Josh Rosen, maybe when Darnold washes out in New York, they're the team calling, or they're waiting until he's a free agent, and then they hop on it and get him in here. So maybe that's my best guess. But there's so much that you don't know about who's still left behind, right? Like that's based on my guess that they really liked Darnold. So maybe if they could have pivoted to that, that's who your quarterback would be right now. But I mean,
all right. Well, That could have happened. Let's say I just want to try. I want to come up with a name. I want to get to a name. So not a particular name. I want to talk out loud or think out loud here for a second. McDermott is the coach in 18. Josh Rosen is the quarterback. It goes badly, but McDermott, Hyde Poyer, his abilities, Trey White, they don't finish last in the league like Arizona did. Mm-hmm. They're not the worst team in football. So they're like picking 10th. It's the drought mm-hmm. sort of vibe here. Yep. And they give, or they don't, they might have a veteran to go with them, kind of where Carolina was this year, where it's Andy Dalton would be the quarterback of the Bills, actually, for the last 5 years. That's the answer. He would be in his fifth year as the quarterback of the Bills right now. So, like, you know, they pick in the 19 draft is who? The 19 draft is Murray, Daniel Jones. I think isn't Jordan Love that draft? Or that's the next year? That's the next year. 20. Dwayne Haskins was in the 19 draft. But the Bill, you know, he just did this. We're going to give it a little bit more time with Rose. We got a veteran. So then they go to 20. And it kind of falls apart. McDermott's lucky to stay on mm-hmm. if that happens. Maybe, again, the defense is good enough. Some of these Hyde and Poyers, they want to leave because it's bad. You know, they're losing.
Right.
And in the 20 draft, I mean, you've got options. That's Tua. It's Burrow, Tua, Justin Herbert.
Right.
Then Jordan Love, I think. And we're drafting one of those guys.
Probably.
In 2020.
Yeah.
And maybe that would work. Maybe. Those guys are all still on their original teams.
Yeah, that all seems to be going at least pretty well.
And they all have big contracts already.
Right.
Burrow, Tua, Herbert, and Jordan Love. They all have gotten their big second contract. So we have one of those guys, or Dalton, or Darnold. Darnold makes sense. All right, we can be done.
I did not enjoy this exercise at all.
Done.
Considering this existence that we no longer have to live with.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. I mean, it's you know. No, it's not fine. I hated it. But you know, we're through it.
We are through it. Did you watch last night's game?
I did. Yes.
Tough beat in the bet.
Yeah. I mean, 51-yard field goal.
Way to decide to miss a kick.
Guys making everything. Yeah, and you know, did you catch that? The like the my McCarthy had a timeout. They could have called timeout there. Like, you know, let the clock's running, so they get the field goal unit to come out there. They could have ran it down to 1 second left on the play clock and burned a timeout to give him a chance to sort of get set. He ran away from it, but Aubrey, the kicker, said, you know, maybe I was distracted with the play clock or something to that effect. And he tried to say, like, oh, no, my job's just to kick it. But he did say, I think once he realized that he was implicating that his coach could have done him a solid by calling a timeout, he tried to run away from it. But he said, I was looking at the play clock when we were lining up because, you know, I wanted to make sure we weren't going to take a penalty. And so I don't know why McCarthy just doesn't let it run down to, you know, again, 1 second on the play clock, call timeout, and then make your kick.
Because he figured the guy would make it.
Right.
Because he makes everything. So what's the difference? I'm going to go up by eight. Sam earlier said, why not just punt it?
I think the reason to not just let the clock run is because the kicker's telling you he's standing out there obsessing about the play clock.
Then he should call timeout.
Somebody should have called timeout.
The kicker could have done it. A player's allowed to do it.
Yeah. I was so I was there for that. Yeah. I was thinking, come on, I need this field goal.
So I wanted, really quick, I wanted to use something today, but I couldn't really do it. Giants go up 3-0, was it? And then Dallas is driving. That's right. Dallas is driving on their second possession, down 3-0. And they had an offensive pass interference penalty on the drive that was accepted. They overcome that. Now they're second and goal at the 5, and they have a holding penalty that puts them at second and goal from the 15. And it's already sort of like a game where the flags are becoming a story. The Giants had a face mask on the previous drive.
They got screwed on that. It was the Dallas guy had his hands on the Giant player's face mask, and they called it on the wrong team.
So we've got a game here with Al Michaels announcing that is getting to be like a flag
uh-huh.
show.
Yeah.
And so on, right after the Dallas holding, second and goal to 15, it's a swing pass to Rico Dowdle, and you see the line judge or whatever throw the flag at a Cowboys player downfield.
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go.
Right.
And my buddy and I are like, this is going to be one of those games, and Al's not going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he said anything there, but we had a space ref moment where the referee eventually says, with the replay assistant, again, I like that they're being honest this time about mm-hmm. what's actually happening, no flag on the play, no penalty on the play, touchdown. And I was just like, oh, of course. We're not going to have touchdowns called back. Everybody's talking about how no one can score. We're not going to have that game on Amazon with the Cowboys and the Giants. Like they're going to force points down our throat in this game. But it wasn't holding. That's what I'm waiting to say. I wanted to sort of just be hard about this. Like, that, of course that was holding. They just picked it up because they didn't want to have that kind of game, but it was a pretty light call.
Yeah.
So it was reasonable.
I have the same problem. I think I mentioned this last week at some point, or maybe even earlier this week. I appreciate SkyRef, but how arbitrarily it's deployed is nuts. This call earlier, maybe it's just too embarrassing a miss for them to fix. But, I mean, they called a face mask penalty on the guy who had his face mask held. Literally, and it undid. I mean, the Giants were driving. They settled for a field goal there, but they were moving it. Like, they're not exactly money on offense if you've watched the Giants at all. So for them to have a drive that's looking like it could end in a touchdown is a pretty big development. And they just got it wrong. And it was plain that they got it wrong. And so why is SkyRef not there to go, actually, guys, you know, like, if you're gonna fix it. You know, just don't decide when you're going to use it. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't seem to me like the call that they did reverse falls outside of what the earlier one was. You know what I mean? Like, nope. I don't know what the rules are, like what's available to be reviewed by the SkyRef. It seems like they just decide that we should look at that. Or we should fix that.
I think that's how it is.
And that is just not. I mean, I also don't want the game to be bogged down to the extent where they're reviewing every single play. But that's the idea, right? Well, you see something that's wrong, you you signal the ref, and you fix it. And here was a very impactful 15-yard penalty that was not only not a foul on the team it was called on, the foul was actually committed on the team that was called on. What are we doing here? Like, if you're not going to fix that, what? Thanks for fixing the other stuff, but, man, this is just a bad system.
They're going to change calls here and there. And you see plenty of calls like that, the punch in the Houston-Chicago game, that are just, they're not going to bother. They don't want to do too much of it. They want to do some of it. At least it's fast.
Yes.
But it is really, I think it's about circumstances. I wanted to see a hold on that Dallas touchdown because I just think they were at a point in the game where they did not want to take touchdowns off the board. And they still only got to 35 points, but I think I could be a little bit right, even though it wasn't. It's the kind of holding penalty like anyone where you've seen it called before. It wasn't that right. They didn't. There wasn't contact or anything. There was contact, but it really didn't look like it needed to be a penalty.
When they first showed the replay on that, I thought about illegal man downfield.
Yeah, me too.
That guy, the guy who I think drew the flag, was pretty far downfield as that ball was being completed, and I thought that might have been the foul. But
that's right.
I don't know.
Football Friday continues next. Sal at 5. This is Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.